Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Live, not live.
Beow, beow, beow.
You be my human soundboard today.
Beow, beow.
From the casting couch, we're gonna actually have Aaron suck my cock.
Rattlesnake, rattlesnake.
No, stop. Right. We're gonna have an amazing show. I'll tell you right now, we are. I never do shows from the road. I always say I'm gonna do shows from the road. It never happens. I bring equipment. I let that equipment sit. I never do. Sometimes I bring people. Sometimes we bring Paco.
Yeah.
And we bring them just for the sole reason of doing a podcast. And it never gets done. And today we're doing it. My good friend Rudy Pavich, who's fucking hanging out with us fucking here today, helping us out. He was opening up for us on the at the House of Comedy Minneapolis, which has been a blast so far.
Yeah.
Lots of fun so far. These are very fat people, which is great.
Love it.
A lot of them even aren't our fans. Like you look at it, I think they're all our fans because they have beards and they're overweight.
Yeah.
But these are just the way people are in Minneapolis.
These are just the chicks in Minneapolis.
Yeah, dude.
Fat bearded.
Giant hairy backs and fucking just smell like cheese. They're they're salty and sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, we have a great show planned. We're gonna do about an hour here. I'm sending this over to Shannon. It's going to stream on Gas Digital, GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys are not subscribed already, you guys should be subscribed. You guys get a lot of member benefits. You get the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Real Ass Podcast has over 900 episodes just of this podcast alone, plus Legion of Skanks and all the other podcasts, Aaron Berg's,
SDR, Berg's Base.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. There's so many codes you can use if you want to sign up.
No, we want to use the code RAP. That's really the one you wanted, RAP.
And what do you get with that code?
Well, you would get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the on-demand library for all of these shows. You can download all these shows, listen to them, watch them, make sure that you love it. You get early access on all the episodes. They're ad-free, they're uncensored, and you get access to the racist live chat, which is always a lot of fun. If you guys are racist and you want to chat, we never kick you out for being racist.
Yeah.
It's one of the really great member benefits. We will never, ever shun you for being racist. Maybe for other reasons.
It's pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And also, and they get 7-day free trial.
I said that.
And they get a discount, too.
You're not even listening to me anymore.
Yeah, I get it, man. It's awesome.
What are you
These chicks
drugs?
Are fat.
Dude, I'm on fucking, I'm on Percocet right now.
You're on Percs, you're on whiskey. What else do you do?
Perks, whiskey.
Weed.
Weed.
It's a country song, man.
Perks, whiskey, and weed. I'm on vitamin B12.
Ooh, dangerous.
Baby aspirin. I mean, that's a lot of shit going on right there, dude.
Why the baby aspirin?
Because the doctor told me to take it so my blood didn't clot and I didn't die from flying.
Blood clot.
blood clot.
Jamaican
Yeah,
doctor.
He's a Jamaican doctor.
Your knee all right, but your blood clot. You better take a baby aspirin now. Oh, Louis. Take your baby aspirin now.
Look, we have a lot.
You're feeling good.
About.
You're back.
I did the bike today.
I saw that. You put a video up of that.
Yeah.
Knee looks good.
Knee's looking good. It's coming together. I'm walking around in a cane, but it doesn't feel as bad as it felt a couple days ago. So,
how'd the surgery actually feel? Did you feel anything?
No.
They put you out.
Put me out.
Or just a local?
No. They put me out. I woke up. Boom.
That's it.
Done.
Was your son there crying?
No.
Dad,
no.
Your penis is gone.
Look, we have a lot to talk about. I'm waiting for food to come. I'm very hungry. So here's the problem is I'm doing intermittent fasting, but I'm also taking Percocets, right?
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten yet, and I've exercised. I went and did the bike for like 25 minutes, and now I'm feeling a little faint, and I took that Percocet. The Percocet just started kicking in
now.
So I'm feeling nice, but I'm also feeling a little lightheaded, and I'm feeling like I may puke all over the place.
That's
so,
all right. Have you puked because of Percocets?
No, but I do feel a little nauseous. I'm always on let's say here's the line. Of nausea, right? I always come right over to the line and I touch it. My finger. Just very, very lightly.
But food will make you feel better.
Food will make me feel great, dude. And we're going to get a fucking... This is going to be our first segment today. What you snacking on Minneapolis edition?
Oh, yeah. Last night I had chicken fingers and they made me have diarrhea.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tonight, baby boy.
Today we're going good. So first of all, you texted. Here's the thing. There's certain people you want to text in our lives if you're somewhere nice. Tim Dillon is who you texted. I will say Tim Dillon is sort of a hack answer.
Okay.
For this now. Because Tim, and I love Tim, and I would say
you
this
think Tim just goes to the most expensive place?
Tim is just... You know, he's not in the know. Like, when you know, like, Ralph Sutton fucking knows. If you ask Ralph Sutton, New York City, Miami, where to go,
yeah,
he's going to give you the fucking ins and outs. My friend Michelle in L.A. will give you the ins and fucking outs of where to go. Tim just knows the trendy, cool place that you're sort of supposed to know. And that's where I think we're going to go tonight. Where are we going tonight?
On Tim's defense, I'm going to say the place he said, because Rudy goes, it's mind-blowingly good. This is Rudy, what Rudy said.
Rudy is borderline mentally handicapped.
Yeah, but he's a local yokel, so he knows the places he would go to if he wasn't retarded.
Yeah, Rudy has decided that he was going to open up for us, which is a terrible career move for him.
I don't even know if he
decided. Why would you ever associate with us? In your life, this is the decisions that Rudy makes.
Did you decide, or did they just reach out and say you open?
No shit, nobody else wanted to do it.
Exactly.
Really?
So, yeah. They were like, no, fuck.
Come
that,
on,
dude.
Are you kidding? Yeah. No one else. Why?
I was like fifth on the list.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Because we're Nazis.
Last time I was here, there was shitty openers. And yeah. I was like, and they had no problem opening for me. And they were garbage. This chick was so bad.
No, stop it. She's going to hear this.
What do you mean?
That's why she didn't want to open again. She's
why?
Like, he thinks I'm garbage.
She was garbage.
He says it on podcasts.
Then this other guy was garbage.
This is why people don't want to open for us.
And I mean, Rudy's garbage, but he's getting the job done.
Rudy's hot trash. At least he has a camera.
Rudy's stinking it up, but at least he's a team player. And it was like he didn't offend them or anything. Was he really fifth on the list? Do you think he's lying?
No, that really happened.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
What'd they say? Did you talk to anybody about it?
Yeah, I talked to Mike, who books it.
And what did Mike say?
I was like, he said, do you want to do the show? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And he was like, really?
Yeah. Nice. I want to find out why. Can we interview those people? Can you find out?
Yeah.
Can you get names for us?
I mean, there's literally only five local comics in Minneapolis.
They can come and actually do time tonight.
Wait, there's another club in Minneapolis
right? Where are we going tonight?
Okay, so this is what Tim Dillon said. Manny's Steakhouse. Because and
Tim only chose it because the word man is in it.
Yeah, man. Yeez. We go, when we go on the road, we go out to eat, usually.
Oh.
And we swap. I pay sometimes, you pay sometimes.
Yeah.
Last time we went to St. Elmo's, which was in what town?
I don't remember.
We had the shrimp cocktail that was just spicy.
I am high on Percocets.
Yeah, it was spicy. And then Mike Feeney's like, best shrimp cocktail in
that
my life.
That shrimp cocktail, let me say this, dude. That shrimp cocktail sucks.
That's what I said. I go, it's just spicy sauce. Are you retarded?
Dude,
and then I watched this Fallon set, and I was like, oh, he's retarded.
It was way too much fucking...
spicy horseradish sauce.
Horseradish. It was crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was crazy.
It was not good.
It was inedible, and I think you just pretend that you like it for whatever fucking reason.
Oh, this is good. Oh, you're picking shrimp out of shit.
I fucking hate classic places, dude. You go into it, and it's like, oh, yeah, you go in. The manager's a dickhead to you. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks at you and he fucking does that to you.
What do you want?
Why am I paying for this?
Remember, we made fun of the bartender there where I go, what's your drug of choice? He's like, I used to do a lot of coke. And then later I made him laugh and you go, shut up, you fucking cokehead. We have fun with people.
We do, dude. Well, dude, this is, by the way, this should just be what you're snacking on.
Yeah.
The Offend Everyone Tour edition. By the way, we are wrapping up the Offend Everyone Tour.
Almost done.
It's this week in Minneapolis. If you guys are watching this live on Gas Digital, you can come tonight or tomorrow, that's Sunday. Or next weekend, we'll be in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland.
Cleveland. It's 40 minutes outside of Cleveland. Yeah, that's where we chose to close it.
I'm very excited about that.
You've been there before?
I don't know. Never.
You're gonna love Pete. He's a dick. The club owner.
He's like that. He's like one of those old school club owners.
Bonnie McFarlane, way funnier than Rich. Also, screech rape three women. He just yells that out. You're like, all right, don't need to.
So yeah, Cuyahoga Falls next. We get lewisofskanks.com for those tickets. Then I'm taking a little bit of a break for February, but I have a lot of other live stuff coming up. I'm gonna be in Salt Lake City for the first time ever.
Fire.
I'll be in San Diego, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana. A bunch of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com for those tickets. Most of those dates with the great Zach Amico. Aaron, any live dates?
He's great. All my dates on aaronberg.com. I'm taking February. I'm going to be in New York City working on new stuff, but then I'll be at Yonkers Comedy Club the end of February.
And then my dates, March, April, May, June, I'm back on the road. Check it out, aaronberg.com.
Sick. So what are we snacking on tonight here? What is this? This is a steakhouse. When you go to a steakhouse, here's the thing. Aaron Berg, here's the problem with Aaron, okay? Yeah. He's a Jew, and every time we go to a steakhouse, he's like, oh, dude, we got to get the fucking seafood tower.
Seafood tower, I see it right there. It's the first thing I look for.
How much is a seafood tower?
Single seafood tower for four people or more. That's all we need, $99.
It's we start off, and it's fine, but we start off $100 in on a meal, sort of unnecessarily. What's in the seafood tower?
It doesn't even say.
Typically.
But I say we go for the double. Listen, it's $159. That's for six people.
Typically, the seafood tower is going to have shrimp cocktail.
Lobster.
One thing at a time. Crab, which is some crab legs.
Crab legs is really good.
The cold-ass crab legs. Mm.
They're warm, I think, the crab legs.
No, typically they're cold. The seafood tower is always cold.
If you want.
You don't even know what's fucking in it, dude. And you're pushing it on me every time.
We'll ask. If not,
what else?
I'll just go for the crab legs. But listen. They're $140.
We're not getting steak. We're splitting the bill. You're buying your own bill. I'm buying my own bill.
This is dirty pool.
No,
man.
It's not dirty pool. And last time we took the fucking openers out, you brought them to fucking
Chick-fil-A. They were hungry. I got them lunch.
I brought them to a fucking beautiful, amazing steakhouse.
You literally do this every time. Puerto Rican. You try to get out of what you owe.
No,
that's what you do.
Jews are cheap,
but you're just like, no. I negate.
What makes Manny's good.
Okay.
Rudy.
No,
meat cooked fucking spectacular. It's unbelievable.
See?
I can't get
You're not going to get a steak. I'm going to get a steak.
Maine lobster
cakes. When you get a steak, what's your cut?
Medium rare. I get like a filet. Once a year, I'll get a ribeye now. You fuck with a ribeye.
I fuck with a ribeye every time.
Too much fat for me.
I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around how that would do anything to anybody.
It's just too fatty.
Stop taking steroids. That's the problem.
I haven't done steroids.
It's not the steak. You think it's a fatty fucking steak, and it's not the steroids you inject into your fucking body.
No one, fucking junkie.
You're fucking junkie. Give me my pills.
You're on pill.
Give me my pills, Rudy. I need my pills.
Shrimp cocktail, oysters Rockefeller, carpaccio, scallops Benedict. We got to do that.
Scallops Benedict. It's like a breakfast thing.
Oh, dude, I'm excited about this. I can't wait. Thank you so much for taking me there.
Did you make a reservation?
No, let's make a reservation.
God damn it, Aaron.
So we. I'm
he's
not gonna,
gonna
have
fucking
meat.
Do a fish, but he says that he lies to his wife. He only says this on the podcast, Christine. He lies to you. He's gonna say he's not smoking cigars. He's been smoking cigars all this whole trip. He has been. He's saying he's going to have scallops. It's a fucking lie.
I'm not going to eat steak.
He's going to have a tomahawk steak tonight. I'm telling you right now, unquestionably.
I will not. I took the family out for steak the other night. All right, reservations. Here we go. Who wants to make them?
I'll make them. Let me
we
see.
Need an angle for this. No, you never touch my phone again. Here we go. All right, let's ready? See.
No, don't say we're famous.
Manny, this is Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, Brian. It's Aaron Berg calling. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're just in town for the weekend. Wanted to see if we could do an early dinner. I wanted to know what you had available for a party of two.
On the early side, I only have a couple spots left. I could do something at like 4:15 or 4:30.
What about 5 o'clock, Aaron?
My guy's saying 5 o'clock. Is that possible?
I could do... I think I could do it high. 5 o'clock would be a high top in the bar area.
4:30 works. We'll do 4:30.
Aaron, you shouldn't have told him your last name.
It's okay. He doesn't even know who I am. I'm sorry, Dan.
See, he told him he was Jewish, and now they don't want to give us a good table because they know they're not going to get a good table.
And say the name again, please.
Berg, B-E-R-G.
You show up 15 minutes late for the reservation, then you take your time going to the bathroom. You fucking really settle in.
It's 5 o'clock all of a sudden. We fucked you up. Looks like Zsa Gabor's not going to get her table at 7.
I promise you, we will not sit down at that table and even look at a menu till 5. Okay. I will make sure of it. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this. How far is it from here?
12, 13 minutes. There you go. Damn, Rudy knows. That was very specific, Rudy.
No, Tim said.
Yeah, Aaron's a fucking climber follower. He wants to be able to send Tim a picture of him at Manny's, tag him, show everyone that he knows Tim Dillon.
P.S., when am I on podcast? Share with rogues. Yeah, that'll be super fun.
Yeah,
did
it's
you edit
great.
My number?
I
All right, cool.
How did you edit it out? I'll do it after. We'll see what happens, dude.
He's going to forget.
Dude, I hope it goes out to the world.
Do you think you put your number out there before?
By accident, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like it doesn't matter the same way it used to matter because it's like people can just call you on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. They can technically, which is weird. I had a fucking chick like call me over and over and over again. To the point where I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
She was out of her mind.
I was like, well, if I haven't answered, I was like, how are you going to call me like more than once ever? How are you going to call somebody ever? How are you going to just call somebody ever? Like, yeah. That's just the thing. Like, it's just bizarre to ever even call somebody forever. Like, if you don't know them.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels way more intrusive. Because in a weird way, especially because like I'm in a long distance relationship, right? So it's like very often I communicate with my chick where it's just like I have my phone, we're on FaceTime, she's like in the room. It feels like much more of a real thing for me.
Yeah.
So if somebody does that, it feels like they're in the fucking room with me.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild.
Yeah.
So
that's why I hide all my steaks and shit when my wife calls.
Yeah.
Cigars all packed in the corner.
Yeah, dude. So me and Aaron, every time we go on the road, typically we try to go somewhere nice.
Yeah.
And in every small town, there's never anything nice. So we always end up at the Capitol Grill.
Capitol Grill's pretty consistent.
That's it.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. Yeah. And they got everything we need. But tonight, we're going ham.
We're
going
to see. No, steak. And maybe scallops.
Yeah, but going ham is an expression.
No, they don't even serve a ham. Do they serve a ham? That'd be delicious, though. I like ham. Is one of my favorite fucking. You hate ham.
It's so anti-Jewish to me.
It is.
My sister-in-law makes it. And
oh, I love
it. And then I'll eat two bites and give the rest of the dog.
It's so. It's so salty and fucking amazing,
yeah, it's
dude.
So gross.
You throw a fucking pineapple slice on that bitch like a fucking asshole. Who came up with that? What type of fucking Hawaiian
some
fucking
fat
jerk
Hawaiian
off?
Pig?
Some fucking island fucking Mexican.
Maliki Malulu. Just threw a piece of fucking pineapple on it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for dinner. That's what we're snacking on.
Yeah, we are snacking on that.
No red meat. You get a nice big fatty steak, and then we'll bring leftovers back for Rudy. Some fries or something.
Yeah, Rudy. Whatever we have, Rudy, we're bringing to the club for you, my friend. You can eat it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. How do you like Minneapolis? Your first time here.
I'm sitting in a terrible hotel.
Yeah.
This is a shitty hotel.
Yeah, the staff.
Don't say it because this is going to come out live. People just start showing up and fucking. Oh, yeah.
The Staybridge Suites.
The Staybridge.
Yeah, the Staybridge Suites. We've had some nice hotels this tour, but some real shitty hotels.
Yeah,
too.
This is fucking bad.
People think the road is all glamour.
No, they don't.
No?
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here. You just sit in your room.
Well, here's the thing. We're at the Mall of America. I haven't been able to go out and experience that yet because I got surgery on my leg. I'm hobbling around on a cane. But I think tomorrow I'm going to actually go to the mall.
Me too.
Walk around a little bit. I mean, it's not, I don't know why I thought it was going to be special. It's just a particularly big mall.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of these massive malls all over the place now.
They got a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Other malls have roller coasters too. This is, it's a very antiquated model, this mall. But the club is fun. The ceilings are nice and high if you want to do, like, aerial
stunts. Rudy, what are the cool things to do in the mall?
You guys should do the old-timey picture.
Yeah.
No?
No, Rudy, you have terrible ideas, dude.
Yeah. I did that once with a stripper girl I dated. They were really cool. I still have the picture of it.
It's so funny, like the and no offense, Rudy. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But it's like a very simplistic way that certain people's minds work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember, this is my family. Like we would go to the Rockland County Fair, and there'd be a booth where you would get dressed up with like fucking like old timey, like a cowboy hat. You would
just
take like a
old-timey
take that
picture.
Photo, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like what a stupid thing that my family did. We did that,
yeah,
and it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, that fucking stinks, dude. The people are so like that's depressing. No offense, Rudy. This is not about you.
Rudy likes doing it.
This is actually, Rudy, you wouldn't really do this, Rudy. I know you're just giving us a touristy thing to do.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't do this.
That's the best thing at the fucking mall.
That's the best thing that the fucking mall
has. What about
has
the roller coaster? It's not a good roller coaster.
No,
what about shoving Somalian women? There's so many.
You could, take a child and throw it over the rail. It does. I know it happens.
What?
Listen, roller
You're just
coasters.
Just gonna skip over a kid getting thrown over the rail.
No, I'm trying to go back to roller coasters. Let me lead the show. I got this.
All right, cool.
Fucking psychopaths. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perks.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I'm really on perks. My perks. It's it. Can I get another perk? Dude? Yeah.
Guys, everyone's getting itchy. Under my skin. Right now. Fucking caught him sucking cock behind a dumpster this morning. No, I got a podcast. I'm going to go do it. You should be on it.
I am pretty fucked up, dude. People like this new perks era, Lewis, by the way.
Yeah, you're nice.
Am I nice?
Yeah, no. You're a nice perk guy. You're way less mean when you're on perks.
Am I really? I feel like I'm being a fucking mean,
rotten
asshole.
No, but you smile when you do it.
I'm trashing Rudy's idea right now.
You don't give a shit. He's the fifth ranked host in Minneapolis.
You already called
him Judge Dog. Rudy wouldn't even, on the if there was a podium for hosts, he wouldn't even make the podium.
There's a fat chick that's ahead of him.
Damn, Rudy.
Fucking Rudy's number five MC. The fucking
damn.
There's like a list in the weekly Minneapolis best MC. Rudy came fifth.
Dude, roller coasters only good if you are like, it's got to be made like in the past like 15 years. It's got to be some state of the art shit at like a really good. If you go to any shitty roller coaster, it'll fucking make your neck hurt. It makes you all stiff. It's all fucked up. I wouldn't even get on this roller coaster. All right. Have you been to Coney Island?
Yeah.
Dude, have you been on a roller coaster in Coney Island?
No. The big Doggy. One? What's the name of it?
Any of them.
Yeah, but what's the famous one?
The Cyclone. Is that even opening? I think they closed it.
Should be open. I like that Cyclone. I'm not a roller coaster guy. It makes my stomach all upset.
Also, you can't meet the height requirement.
Yeah. Excuse me. What's the problem here?
You jumping?
I'm a grown man. I put my hand up here to touch the thing.
You must be this tall.
I'm really short. There was a cowboy last night. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
6'8".
Oh, really? I didn't know how tall he was. That was Woody was 6'8"? Jesus Christ. I wouldn't want to be that tall. I'm the perfect height.
I'd want to be.
I'm the perfect height. I'm 6'1".
Yeah, that's pretty tall.
That's a fucking solid height. Right?
I'm
that's
really
a manly
short.
Fucking height.
How
tall
are
you?
I don't notice how short I am.
How tall are you?
Probably, honestly, 5'5". I want to say 5'6".
I didn't
want to
laugh
honestly,
right in your face, but it really
honestly,
it made me laugh. It
five,
tickled
five.
Me.
Yeah.
Is this the Percocet? Is this the baby aspirin? I don't know.
I'm really short.
5'5", but it's all right, dude.
But in my mind, it's okay because it's like Tom Cruise is short, Sylvester Stallone short. And then
none of them are that short, though.
I think they're pretty short.
No.
I think they're all around.
Rudy, will you do me a favor? Can you really quickly look up Sylvester Stallone and Tom Cruise's height? I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise is 5'7".
That's what I used to say, too.
And then...
if you're 5'5", you say you're 5'7".
No, I think the jury's out. I think they can't lie about that.
They lie
Did
about
you see
it.
This one guy who goes around...
Vern Troyer.
No, listen. This one guy who goes around bodybuilding conventions... and he trolls bodybuilders. He's like, oh, how tall are you? How much you weigh? And, you know, the guy's like, I'm 6'2", or, you know, 335. And then he pulls out a tape measure and a scale, and he's like, can we check that? And then I don't know why this would bother anybody, but sometimes the bodybuilders get really pissed. They're like, yeah, dude, what the fuck? Like, I lie to you? And then it turns into a whole weird situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch that.
The guy's kind of a dickhead who does it. He trolls. But the fact that would even... first of all, I don't understand a man who would lie about that, but I guess if you're really short, you would.
Yeah.
But a lot of the guys, they're not even really short. They lie about their weight very often. How much do you weigh?
Maybe 185 right now.
185.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie about my weight.
Tom Cruise, 5'7".
What'd I tell you?
Sylvester Stallone, 5'10".
No.
Wow. Stallone's not 5'10". Uncle met him.
In Aaron's head, he's had Stallone being short for two decades now, and it's been
height of Sylvester Stallone.
It's kept Aaron going. It's made him push forward.
I'm fucking it's jump over, off the balcony
your
at the mall.
Your heart's about to fucking explode now, dude. Eat a steak tonight. Fuck it.
Jesus
Christ. What's the point?
These guys, they're not. He's not 5'10", Stallone. Guarantee you,
dude. Have you ever gone to the Reddit r/short?
No.
It's the fucking funniest thing in the world. It's just short dudes like just sharing short stories and short advice to each other, dude. It rules.
I gotta go on.
Dude, I'm about to go on it right now.
How tall is Rudy?
5'6".
Why are you? Who's taller, Rudy or standing back to back? Back to back. I'm trying to do it on camera. Let's see. Rudy, take that hat off. Oh, Rudy's got you. Yeah, Rudy's got you. Aaron, Rudy's fucking got you. Oh, my God. Look how good Rudy feels. Rudy's never done this and felt good.
Bro.
Rudy's never
Rudy's
done
5'10".
This.
And felt good. Rudy's 5'10". I know the difference.
I don't mind. Let's see. r/short.
Yeah. I don't mind being short.
It's pretty cool. Unless you're like trying to get through somewhere and then you got to shoulder check
people. Well, no, at this point you, because like you're fucking, you lift a lot of weights. Obviously, did that fuel any of that?
Sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, when you're short, yeah.
And were you, look at this. Look, me, 4'6", and my short husband, 5'2".
Oh, this is so cute. Now I know what I'm going to do on the plane.
Just join this subreddit and connect with other short people.
Hey, guys, me here. Could you imagine? This would be my whole
look at this. 5'5", almost 34, never had a date.
Oh, no, because he's short?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
No, dude, listen to me, dude. I mean, also, this could just be a buddy of his trolling him, which is also hilarious. And look, a lot of people may wish you best, bro. They're very handsome and attractive. It's true. I've never had a date. I don't know how to start because I have social anxiety that will never go away. I try therapy and all that. I really try my best, but I'm always known as that person who's quiet. It's hard for me to go on a date because I'm too socially anxious. I don't have friends either. I don't know what to do. Edit, please don't DM me because unfortunately I'm not gay.
Unfortunately, like he wishes he was gay because that's the only guy.
He get his dick sucked.
Yeah, poor guy.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It does. There's certain girls that just aren't going to date a short guy, which is fine.
Sure,
it just is what it is.
Yeah,
certain girls aren't going to date a Puerto Rican guy or a bald guy or whatever. But bitches are fucking retarded. You can trick women into being attracted to you.
Yeah,
it's just. Be a little bit confident. Simple as that.
Yeah. Women are attracted to me.
Yeah. They're attracted to me. I mean,
and I'm short and bald.
Did you have trouble getting chicks when you were younger?
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
Like,
had an issue.
Like junior high school, but then high school I was getting puss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once I hit high school, I was fine. College, I was cranking it out.
Yeah.
Then I was a stripper.
I can't get chicks at junior high school anymore either.
No, it's hard. I'm
not allowed
within
1,000 yards. So
I don't go to Jeff Ross's pool parties.
Yeah, it's not.
Have you gone to Jeff Ross pool?
But party? I had trouble getting. I had trouble. No comment.
Skipped over.
Hey, dude! Shut the fuck up, dude. edit. No, I had trouble getting chicks.
Junior high.
Up until...
Well, you were ugly when you were a kid.
No, I was a good-looking kid. I just got chubby. And being fat is worse than being short when you're younger, I think.
Yeah. Being short was tough.
Not when you're a little kid. Not when you're in, like, the seventh grade. Because I think maybe, like, you know, like, nobody's really...
Hey, shorty. People would say that. It's not like now where, like, black guys say that.
I just think short dudes got short chicks, and short chicks were fucking hot. Fat dudes got fat chicks. Fat chicks were fucking disgusting. It rules being a short dude compared to being a fat guy. You know, what do you want me to say?
You should put this on the Reddit and make people feel better.
Yeah. Listen, you little midgets.
You fucking midgets got it way better than us fucking tubs of shit.
But the thing is, you could always get in shape, you know, and I did. And the reality is, I also never had issues really getting chicks because I was funny.
And a rapist.
And I just would take it.
Yeah.
I would take it, and just they couldn't say no.
Shut up.
They were. Stop I was fat. It. They were smaller than me. What were they going
to
do?
Listen to me.
Yeah, poor short guys. You guys.
Nose pick alert. He's been going at it 4 or 5 times, and no one said anything. It's nose pick alert.
Damn it! I hate Aaron's nose pick alerts. Damn it! He always catches me.
There you go. You need a tissue or something.
When you're a short guy, though.
Yeah,
this is really true.
You try.
It is much more difficult to rape. It's an uphill battle. You gotta fucking get in there. You have to fight that much harder, dude.
Just grabbing. And what are you gonna do? Trying to pull her lips.
If you're a big fat guy, you can fucking grab a chick. You can slam her into a wall. You can do anything you want with her. Short guy, she's gonna fight you off.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and you got jacked, so it was a different story.
Yeah,
so.
I had to get jacked to be able to do stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old and you guys are into Kratom, you got to get it, or it's the only place where you can get a $60 kilo at YoKratom.com.
They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations for your Kratom, where you can get it delivered right to your door for just $60 a kilo. What a deal.
YoKratom.com, folks. All right, let's get back into it.
When did you lose your virginity? How old were you?
16.
Sixteen.
Yep.
Who was the chick?
Judy.
I talk about it on stage.
Well, I don't she pay attention to your fucking horse shit.
Yeah, I don't want your horse shit.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I just wait until I hear Brendan Schaub and then I run out of the back room.
Then I put fucking...
Oh, my turn. Jesus,
I put fucking
noise canceling
headphones on the whole time.
I walk around the mall and try and smell Somalian women rather than watch you. Here's what it is. What were we even talking about?
Judy.
Yeah, Judy. She worked at the grocery store with me. We both worked in the deli counter. You know where you slice meats and people come up with it?
Yeah, dude.
And then we went out across the street and we were outside and it was cold. And then we were kissing and then took her pants off.
You took her pants off outside?
Yeah, and I slid my dick in her pussy and I literally...
It was cold?
Yeah, and as soon as my dick went in her pussy, November probably, but I came immediately and just... My first load I'd ever.
Did she? Was she like, "Oh, you're the bratwurst"? This is a solid joke. Rattlesnake.
It was good. I came right away.
You came
inside
right away.
Of her.
Inside of her.
How old were you? A lot of cum.
16. How old was she?
16.
Nice. Toy.
She wasn't good looking. She was a goth chick. She had like black hair, a lot of makeup. She smelled like makeup.
Oh, you know, dude, I know exactly that chick, dude.
Yeah.
I know exactly that chick.
And I came, and then I was...
She smells like your grandma's purse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I took my dick out, and I just slid it.
Oh, I'm really thinking about chicks that wear too much makeup. Bitches, listen to me.
Yeah.
You know what? It stinks. I think all women wear a lot of makeup. It might be shitty makeup. Maybe it's cheap makeup.
Could be.
Because all women wear makeup. Like, every woman puts a fucking layer of makeup on her face, right?
My wife...
Why do some women's makeup smells like shit?
My wife never smells like makeup. Your girlfriend never smells like makeup.
No, never smells like makeup.
I sniff her whenever I go in. They don't smell. They use maybe good makeup.
Maybe
I think girls learn, because when your girlfriend or wife is like buying expensive makeup, you're like, "What are you fucking doing? This is $3 at the grocery store."
But you make out. You make out. We're right in there. So yeah. Why is it that my girl does not stink of makeup?
Yeah.
Yet there's certain chicks that it has to be the quality of makeup. Guys, put it in the comments down below.
The makeup shit.
Ladies, let me know. I hate it. Too much fucking makeup. Yuck.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Look, some girls wear too much perfume. They're covering up the stink of their pussy.
You think so?
Yeah. Girls that have too much makeup on, they think that they're ugly. Girls don't need a lot of makeup. If you have a pretty girl, I don't like when she puts makeup on. It takes her too long to get ready. You're like, "You don't need that. What are you doing? You're going out with me. You already got me.
Infuriating,
the fuck are you doing?"
I hate it. My chick takes forever to get ready.
Why?
Just an hour minimum.
Yeah.
That's quick. If she's going out, like, we got to get out the door, she's like, "All right, 1 hour."
An hour.
1 hour.
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
As quick as it could possibly be.
Yeah, and you can't say nothing. You just got to go. Then you're like, "Okay, get ready. I'm going to go play video games."
But half the benefit of dating her is she's hot. I was like, if she goes out being not hot, what's the point, right?
But she'd go out.
I'm kidding, babe.
If she goes out with no makeup, is she still going to be hot?
She's still hot, yeah.
Come on.
But she, no, in her mind, she's not.
She thinks she's gross.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, no, I can't go out without makeup."
She thinks she looks like a pig. I got to cover all this lie.
Dude, that's
up.
Why she's with me, because she's psychologically damaged.
Nice.
She thinks
good
that.
Get, man. Nice. Good get.
So, look, hold on. Shannon sent me a bunch of topics to talk about. We're fucking rolling, baby boy. Oh, shit, where's my food? What you snacking on? Lunch edition. By the way, we have a 4:30 dinner, and I have lunch coming at 1. This is
crazy. You're a fat pig. You perk.
No, my estimated arrival is 125 for fucking lunch.
Dude. Have a couple bites.
It's a salad.
Yeah, put the rest in the fridge.
Yeah.
Fill up before dinner.
Philip? Who's that? Is he coming? Rudy, is Philip coming?
You're the brat worst.
My jokes rule, dude.
Yeah.
Perks Lewis, dude. I need a Percocet prescription for life.
Yeah.
Because this is my whole new thing, dude. People like this personality.
Perks Lewis. Yeah, you're much friendlier.
I'm not much friendly. And
with your knee all banged up, it's nice because you don't
my knee's
fucking
moving,
you don't shadow box as much.
I can't rotate, dude.
Just going to swipe your fucking knee, send you back to the hospital.
Let's go.
This is awesome.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to pull up Shannon's topics. What did this bitch say? Hold on 1 second.
Table for two at Manny's, 4:30. Do not be late. We heard you say that you would not be here until 4:45 and would fuck around for 15 minutes. Sincerely, Manny. Tim Dillon told us about you guys. Nice.
Let's see. Egyptians want people to stop saying the word mummy as it's disrespectful. And feel it should instead be a mummified person, quote unquote.
And many of their mothers have had their clitorises removed.
Don't use the word mummy.
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 Yeah.
The British Museum bans age-old expression out of respect for the 3,000-year-old dead. Yeah.
What do they call it instead?
A mummified person.
A mummified person.
A mummified person.
That's faggot shit.
Yeah, that is some faggot shit, dude.
Yeah, that's real gay, man. Yeah. Egyptian people, first of all, they have way more to worry about. They're like some weird type of Muslim. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
They're not good people.
Well, what are they? What is Egyptians?
I met three of them the other night outside the stand. They all run halal carts right around there.
Right.
That's what they do.
What is Egyptian food? I have no idea anything about Egyptian culture. I have a friend who went to Egypt recently, and I was like, that looks fun. But here's the thing. When you go to Egypt, you just stand in front of a fucking pyramid and take a picture. It's probably 100 billion degrees. There's camel shit everywhere. People smell.
The people stink.
The people are disgusting.
The camel shit smells better than the people.
Jesus Christ. Can we rub some of this camel shit on these people? Yuck. Am I right?
I think so.
I know nothing about Egyptian
culture. What do the Egyptian people do? No idea. They probably, I'll tell you this, they probably make meat dishes. They love meat. They probably have goat. They probably eat goat.
My assumption is goat. What's your snacking on Egypt edition? To be fair, Rudy, can you look up the national dish of Egypt? I'm assuming it's going to be goat, rice, some sort of bread. They don't have a fork or a spoon. They use their fingers, right?
Yeah, and a different hand than they wipe their asses with.
There's flies buzzing around. Flies are part of the delicacy, right?
Yeah, they're like Indian people. They're like, don't eat with the right hand. And they probably eat with their left hand, I think. I know nothing
about it. I would love to bring my son to a place.
And it's an
like
old
Egypt.
Culture. We should know a lot about Egypt.
Would it be fun? Like, look, Rome was really fun. I brought my son there. It wasn't an ancient city.
Wasn't built in a day.
It was an ancient city. I got to visit cool things, learn a lot. Would Egypt offer the same sort of cultural experience? I think it would, right?
I think so. I think Egypt is a lighter-skinned Africa. Like, there's a lot of history there. It goes way back. Man came from there years ago. I bet some of the chicks used to be hot in Egypt.
Yeah, dude. What's her name?
The blue-eyed bitch.
What's her name? Fucking, yeah, they made a movie about Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Coming at you.
Yeah, would you fuck her?
Rudy, what's the national dish? Koshari. I love koshari. What is it made of?
Rice, lentils, pasta, and chickpeas.
Nah, I'm good.
How many carbs are they going to put in one dish, dude?
I'm good.
Rice, lentils.
No Egypt for me. Yeah.
Rice, lentils, pasta, and chickpeas.
Not pasta. He didn't say pasta.
Yeah, he did. All mashed up into a fucking shit dish.
What the fuck is that? It's fucking gross, people.
Give me some meat.
Here, eat. Eat. Nah, I'm good. You stink.
Here, we get all of the things we don't want to eat, we mix together in one thing.
Come on. It's good. Eat. Eat.
Give me another Egyptian food. There has to be something we're advertising
something
good. That. Jesus Christ, Rudy.
Let's see, 25 dishes. It all looks fucking disgusting and racist. Is what it looks like.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. Spices, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it looks like a lot of, like, seafood.
So seafood? They don't have sea.
They must have it. Yeah.
Do they have sea?
You never heard of the Egyptian sea?
I think there's...
I fucking love Percocet Lewis. He's so kind.
The Egyptian Sea? No, you're just making that up. Sir, Rudy, hold on. Look up the Egyptian Sea. I think he's making that up. I think there's a sea. I think there's the Red Sea or some shit, right?
Sea. There's no Egyptian Sea.
There's no Egyptian Sea. The Nile River, does that go to Egypt?
The Nile, that's how you know. The Nile is more than a river in Egypt, girl. That's what they say. Egyptian Sea. Boom.
I enjoy some hummus.
I don't eat hummus. I'm allergic.
You're not allergic to hummus.
I can't eat sesame seeds.
Stop saying that, dude. It's not made of sesame seeds. Stop saying it.
Tahini. I don't eat hummus. I don't fuck with hummus.
He says every time, I'm allergic to hummus.
That's the major reason I refuse to audition for The Cellar again.
Yes.
That's the fucking hummus. What do you think?
That's it.
It's all fucking chickpea.
See? I can't eat that. They mix tahini in and then the sesame seeds. I would not eat in Egypt, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I went to Israel, I had steak every meal.
Where should I bring my family on our next family trip? We're doing Puerto Rico.
Minnesota.
You think this is it?
This would be a great place.
You think so?
You guys bring some air mattresses in here, split the suite up.
People do it, dude. I met people here who were on vacation. It's psychotic. I felt bad for them.
People come out of that parking lot with like two 12-packs of beer and they come up and they're like, oh, this is our weekend. and they bring air mattresses. Can I say kids.
It's a better life because like now I've set the standard for my son to like he wants these extravagant fucking vacations. It's not good. Yeah, dude. If I would bring him to fucking Minnesota, for which also wouldn't even be cheap. It's not even cheap. I should bring him to. I should literally just bring him to fucking Rhode Island. We drive to a hotel in Rhode Island every summer, and that should be his vacation.
That's nice.
It would be nice.
I'd go there. I've never been to Rhode Island.
I brought the kids to fucking D.C. We stayed in a shitty hotel. It wasn't shitty. It was like an Embassy Suites, right? Yeah. It was decent. But they had an okay pool. They had a hot tub.
They had the time of their lives.
The time.
Kids love hotels.
Of their lives.
I took Piper to Saratoga Springs. She was ecstatic.
Well, she was betting on horses.
Yeah.
She's a gambling junkie.
Horrible gambler. She was raised around Gino for years.
Yeah, it was really fucked up.
She just was like, let's get room service. We went to the pool. They loved it.
Yeah, they
fucking, this is simple for them.
They love it. And I'm
we still love being.
How do they push my food back to 135 now?
I love this place. Give me my food. You want to just cancel
so
dinner?
Hungry.
Trying to get out of
dinner. Starving. I'm fucking starving.
We still hear you talking about this. Please make sure you are here on time.
Dude, we're not a joke.
We're
not going to be there at 4:30. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to not even be eating until 2 o'clock. I'm going to eat a salad and eat another fucking meal at 4:30.
You're the one who wants to. We can go eat tomorrow. You want to go eat tomorrow? I don't care. I'll eat at the fucking mall. I'll go to the mall. I'll call this guy. Move our reservation to tomorrow. I didn't like the tone of your voice. Do you know
he's
Tim
like, okay,
Dillon?
Mr. Berg.
If that's your real name. I like when I delayed saying my Jewish name.
You can't tell him Berg, dude. They're going to give us the shittiest table.
No, they love Jews.
Dude, they're going to give us the Rudy of waiters. They're going to go like every waiter. They're going to go like, who wants to take the Bergs?
Bergs here. Oh, that Nazi? Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not good, dude.
I'm really puzzled why nobody else wanted to host this show.
Well, we'll find out. I'm going to start asking questions.
We're going to get to the
bottom of it. Hold on. Let's see. Men are using new penile enlargement techniques, including getting fillers injected or having fat transferred to increase the girth and flaccid size.
Yep.
The hard size I wouldn't have an issue with. Flaccid size, I would love another fucking, just a little more hang.
Yeah.
Flaccid, I mean, like I can make myself look decent flaccid, but it's such a fucking like, to have to continuously get myself semi-hard when my girlfriend's going to see me naked, it's so exhausting. I mean, Christ almighty. And then I know I'm just naked in bed. She sees it when I'm sleeping. Yeah, she's like, what the fuck is that?
Thrown up in a wastebasket.
It's fucking pathetic.
Yeah, it's bad. And if you go to bed right after sex where there's like crust on your dick too, do you do that ever?
Crust.
Yeah, from your cum.
Ew.
Don't you nut inside of her?
No, I don't nut inside of her, dude.
Fag.
I'm not trying to have a
baby
yet.
We get her on a pill or stick some copper in her pussy.
No, dude. Then she's going to get all fucking uppity.
Oh, you think she'll get moody?
Bloated.
Yeah.
Can't deal with an uppity, bloated woman.
My wife's on nothing and I still yank out.
She's on nothing.
She thinks she's pregnant right away. I go, it doesn't kick in a day after. I know. I pull out really well.
Yeah. Well, that's how I got my son's mother pregnant. It was pull out. It was pull out and pull out.
Push back in.
Push back in.
Push back in. You know that, right? From when you were a kid. Yeah. You can't push back in.
If it was a car that just got into an accident, it would be like I'd back up and then run back over the person over like and over again.
A kid's laying under your wheels.
But James was made from mushed cum.
Nice.
It was just fucking flat and smeared.
Yeah, he turned out well. Yeah. You should have another kid, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you should.
All right. Should I just trick her?
You should just have a talk and be like, look, let's have a kid. Why not?
She's long distance. She's like, no, that's okay. I'm like, well, because I just came inside of you, so it's happening.
Do you ever think about doing it? And then just
About having another kid?
Maybe. Another plan B. Lock her in the room for 4 days?
Maybe one day.
Maybe it's too.
We'll see. If
James is how old now?
He's 10.
Yeah, maybe it's too.
But it's not about that, Aaron.
What's it about?
I mean, if I was with a woman who wanted to have a child, she didn't give a fuck about my old kid.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, that was the perks talking, dude. I'm getting all uppity. I don't know what happened there, dude. I got very annoyed. I need another perk, dude. I'm itching right now, dude.
Give a fuck about my old kid. It's not like he's 32 or something.
Give a fuck about him, dude.
Guy's fucking 10. Okay. Yo, that other topic.
My order's on the way. Let me just say this, okay? My order's
on
the way.
Lunchtime late edition.
It's 30 minutes away still. That means this guy, he's going to have it forever.
Why don't you just cancel?
I'm so hungry.
I have some chicken breast in my fridge. You want a couple slices?
Get chicken breast right here. You chicken?
It's good. Percocet Lewis. Percocet Lewis. He's so friendly. Percocet Lewis.
I'm so mad, dude. I just want to fucking eat right now. It's making me so angry.
The other topic Shannon sent.
No, penile enlargement. I'm doing it.
You shouldn't do it.
I'm doing it, bro.
Where to stay at Disney World and what's the best package to get for your kid to go to skip the lines, Shannon just sent to me. You went to Disney World, right?
She didn't really send you that.
Yes, she did.
Why would she send you that?
I don't know. She just said she just said topic forgotten for Lewis. Disney World.
You're a liar. You're just lying to me. Why are you lying? I can't stand you.
Liar, snake. Liar, snake. I'm having so much fun. Stay focused, man. Penile enlargement. I had friends that did it. A guy I used to strip with. He only stripped for gay men. His name was Nick. And I'm not exaggerating. His penis... normal Lewis, 9.5.
Yeah.
He was a native guy. Like
he had it enlarged beyond that.
He went in, had it enlarged, and I'm not kidding. He was like 12 3/4 done. And he showed it to us, and he couldn't dance. He was a dancer. He danced for gay men. He couldn't work for like 6 weeks, and it was so like swollen, and like there was like all stitched up and stuff.
I just came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had it done. And then another guy I danced with named Tom Heart Attack had it done. He got like 3 inches added.
What happened to him?
It was just his stage name was Heart Attack.
What the hell happened to this guy?
Oh, my dick is too big. Oh, he collapsed.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really get it. But I was when I was younger, I mean, you would see it like in the back porno magazines. And yeah. you'd be like, damn, dude, if I could just. Because you're so into the, like. When you're a kid, the only dicks you see are massive cocks.
Yeah.
And you're just convinced that you have the tiniest dick in the world. I was convinced that like there's not a smaller dick in the world. I was like, this is wild, dude. When was my dick going to grow? I would yell at it. Yeah. I would yell at it to fucking grow.
Yeah.
And it never did. Or I mean, it did. Because it wondered, like, I remember there was definitely a time when my penis looked like my son's penis, like with a little kid's penis. And then it turned into a man's penis. But I feel like I was, it's like watching paint dry. Like, when was the moment where it, like, crossed over a threshold?
Yeah, I don't remember what mine, but I remember, like.
Like, how does that even happen? Isn't technically there a second in the world? Is this the Percocet talking? I don't know right now. But isn't there a one moment in the world where my dick goes from being a child's dick to being a man's dick?
It doesn't happen overnight.
But it must.
No, it doesn't.
There is. No,
it's,
but
it's a slow, steady
burn. But there's a moment still where it goes, there's a second where you're like, that's a child's penis, that's a man's penis. There's a moment in time.
Yeah.
And if you had it on camera, that'd be cool to watch.
You probably could do that. You should go. And
everyone, send me your child's penis videos.
Go find these kids that are like 11, 12 and be like, I'm doing an experiment. I just need to videotape your penis for the next 5 years. And just stay there. You can set them up so they're on time lapse and just have the kids sit there. Let them
spread
play
your legs. Games.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's a.
This is produced by Tiffany Haddish. This is great.
Tiffany,
come here, young boy. Spread your legs. I'm going to time lapse your dick growing from a boy's penis into a man's penis.
Don't worry. I'm just doing it for myself. I'm not going to show. I mean, I'll show people, but I'm just trying to figure out when it happened. I don't know. Mine was small when I was a kid, and then somehow it got big enough that when I would strip, I would take it off, and women would go like that. So I had a good cock for a while.
You had a good cock for a while.
Yeah, for a while. I had a lot of good cock years, but then I beat my dick up so much. It's just so abused.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My wife now, as a joke, she'll like slap it and stuff and laugh at it. And then that's what gets it hard.
Really?
Yeah. She'll be like, and I'm like,
that's the only thing that can do it.
Yeah. And it needs to be abused.
You get some kinky shit?
A little bit.
What's the kinkiest shit you and your wife do?
Let me see. A lick her butthole sometimes. I fucked her feet before.
Okay.
We don't do like a lot of when that's you're married.
None of that's kinky. That's literally that's missionary. Sex basically.
You can't do anal.
You do anal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it really hurts. And she's so rough. What do you do? You do kinky shit.
We do some kinky shit.
Like what?
We do some public shit.
She sit on your face. Oh, I fuck my wife in public bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
The bus stop?
No, we go to like a stand-up New York. We fucked in the bathroom.
Okay.
A wedding we went to. And she's like, you want to go fuck in the bathroom? And I'm like, nose pick alert! And then we fucking in public. Nose pick alert. So bad. Puerto Rican snot.
Yeah. No. My chick can get into some public shit.
Yeah, that's hot, though.
Yeah.
But like bathrooms and stuff. Where else?
Yeah, like a dressing room or a bathroom.
Green room?
Yeah. Green room. Yeah, we get into some freaky shit.
And you do it fast, right? Because you're so turned on?
Yeah, sometimes just to get it in.
Yeah.
Just want to slide it in sometimes.
Where do you nut? On her butt?
No, sometimes I don't nut on her butt.
Where do you nut? You don't
nut? On her gut.
On her gut?
She's a slut.
But.
Sorry, guys. Perks are making me rhyme.
Perk Lewis is awesome.
Dude, Perk
man.
Lewis just fucking, I flow with it, dog.
Perk Lewis.
Sometimes it's just fucking word association, dude.
Perk Lewis?
Yeah.
You need shirts that say Perk Lewis. How's your lunch doing? Is it on its way?
Let's see. Where's it at now? Hold on. We only have 5 minutes left on the show, Aaron.
Dude.
So I'm trying to fucking get out of here.
Nose pick alerts fire.
Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you right now where my food's at. Order track. It's gonna be here at 1:32. That's 20.
Everything is
now.
Slow here, by the way.
Look at this fucking guy who's bringing my order to me, dude. He's gonna fucking
Vladimir.
Come directly into it.
Oh my god, look at his selfie.
By the way, 90% satisfaction rate. That means 1 out of 10 people don't like his service. No. What is he doing?
What time you ordered this? An hour and a half ago.
It's crazy.
A salad.
Yeah.
A salad.
A salad. 9 perfect hands offs. 8 quick and efficient. Delivered with care. Yeah, fuck this guy. Customer compliments.
I have no idea what takes so long.
He's a fat piece of shit who lives in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He's a loser.
Every Lyft I order, it'll go 4 minutes away, and then it takes like 18 minutes to get there. These people, it's just slow. But
you
the
need
people
to fucking
are very
leave
nice
leave this
here.
Place, Rudy, dude. You're too good for this place.
Where are you going to go, Rudy?
Why are you here, Rudy?
Rudy, look, if I was the 5th best MC in Minneapolis, I would go L.A. or New York.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? You're the 5th best here. You're going to
be Rudy,
you'll
be in
the
top 1,000. If you get to New York, dude, you'll be working all of the best open mic bar shows.
Have you heard of LOL Comedy Club? I really don't believe that other people said no to this show.
Do you think it was personal, or they happened to not be able to get it? Or do you think that they were like, no, those guys are Nazi pieces of shit?
I do know at least one person said
because of the name of the tour. Because of the name of the tour. Oh, because they're pussies. Yeah. Name their name. What was her name?
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
My fans will attack them. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Go Mites. Attack all Minneapolis comedians. No one's safe now. If you don't want to name one, then all of them are getting it. Guys, dox them.
Yeah.
Find out what their families live. Fucking really fucking.
Except Rudy.
Except Rudy.
And
Rudy's the only one. Everything gets Rudy. Yeah.
Someone just put a cross outside my house. Sprayed the word N-I-G-G on my garage.
Shannon sent me all these stories that are fucking videos. We don't have a way to play video, Shannon.
No.
God damn
Shannon
it.
Shannon just sent this. Where do you stay at Disney World and how much
Stop.
Will it cost?
Stop. Why?
Are
you taking your daughter to Disney?
November, we got to go.
You go to November.
Yeah.
Talk to my sister. She literally. She's gone to
Disney.
Stole
money from us.
No, she goes. She's gone to Disney like 5 times, and she plans the whole trip every time.
And does she do it well? Like
yeah.
Skips lines and shit.
She knows all the stupid shit. All
right, I'll talk to your sister.
Yeah, I don't fuck around with Disney though. She keeps on trying to get me to go back. I'm bringing the family to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And we're just doing a hotel.
It's gonna be great. You're gonna have a great time.
Gonna have a really good time.
Staying at the Staybridge Suites. You never heard of the Staybridge Suites?
I just, and then. Another guy hit me up with like another like boutique hotel in Mexico saying that he can get me a discount.
Yes.
But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. This is going to be good. This is a Hilton.
Yeah.
They're going to have wheelchairs, right?
Yeah. You ride them around.
Yeah, dude. My knee. Yeah.
Your aunt. She's a really nice lady.
She's
aunt.
A really nice old lady.
Yeah.
She's actually racist, too.
Yeah, I know. She's super racist. Yeah. I remember. I woke up. There was a swastika on our door in Austin.
Yeah.
It was awesome. She's a nice lady.
We're going to wrap this one, Aaron.
Man, it was a really fun podcast. I like you on Perks.
I'm perks. I'm chilling, dude.
Yeah, I could see it in your eyes.
I'm feeling nice.
Really
dude.
Relaxed.
I'm going to eat a salad. I'm going to get a little workout in.
After
lift.
This, do you want to play Kick Knee? It's this game I invented. You just kick knees.
You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday. I'll be back in studio with another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Special time Monday at noon, folks. Monday at noon.
Yeah,
so hang tight. I'm going to be landing at 10 a.m., so I won't be able to get there until about noon on Monday. But I will see you guys on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.